Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska was rocked by an earthquake centered near Anchorage this morning. The Alaska Earthquake Center lists the 8:30 a.m. quake as a magnitude 7 with an epicenter about 5 miles northwest of Anchorage. The shaking was strong and extended, and aftershocks continue. Alaska Public Media reports damage across Anchorage to homes, businesses, roads, and other infrastructure. FAA spokesman Alan Kneiser says Anchorage Ted Stevens International Airport is shut down and diverted flights are going to Kodiak. Utility companies are currently assessing damages and responding to power outages, water main breaks, and gas leaks. The Trans-Alaska Pipeline was shut down as a precautionary measure. Alaska Pipeline Service Company has dispatched crews to check for any damage. Governor Bill Walker has issued a disaster declaration. A tsunami warning was issued immediately after the quake for Cook Inlet and southern Kenai Peninsula, but there was no tsunami and the warning was later canceled. Social media posts out of Anchorage depict widespread damage, including collapsed roads, broken windows, buckled floors, cracked walls, and fallen objects. The Denina Center has opened as a shelter for people dispatched by the earthquake. Some schools have been evacuated, with displaced students bused to other sites, and parents are asked to pick up their kids if they can safely. State offices have closed in Anchorage. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says he does not support long-term United States punishment of Saudi Arabia over the October killing of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey. Sullivan, in a meeting with the Fairbanks Daily News Miner's editorial board, said he instead supports the Trump administration's sanctioning of 17 Saudi nationals linked to the killing of Khashoggi, a columnist employed by the Washington Post and who had been granted a 3-year visa to live in the United States. Khashoggi had been a vocal critic of the Saudi royal family. Sullivan said, quote, "I think the big issue is you want to hold the perpetrators accountable. Does that include the crown prince? I don't think it's clear. The CIA indicates that it might. I haven't read their report." A Sullivan aide clarified Thursday that Sullivan, quote, "was briefed in great detail by Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the CIA's findings, which included a determination that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Khashoggi." Sullivan, a Republican who served as an assistant secretary in the State Department under President George W. Bush, doesn't want to go as far as others have demanded, saying that we have to consider what's best for national security interests. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.